Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Let's get this straight. Boaz was in no way obligated to marry Ruth. The law of Levirate marriage only extended to the widow's brother-in-law, and there was no physical relationship that demanded Boaz marry the young Moabite. Likewise, there was no requirement on the part of our Savior to give his life for us, for it was, quote, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, Romans 5, verse 10. Thus, the, quote, moreover of Ruth 4:10 is a declaration of love, not law. Nevertheless, Boaz had a grand objective, the perpetuation of the line. But that line would now run through the Gentile Ruth, placing her, of all things, on the front page of the biography of Jesus the Messiah. See Matthew 1, verse 5. It is the only reference to Ruth outside the little book named after her. But one instance like that should be more than enough. And if you could see the official records in heaven, you would see my name there too. And yours, if you have transferred your trust to the Redeemer. In fact, quote, both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Hebrews 2:11. What honor the townsfolk showed to Boaz, and what grace to Ruth in their benediction on her. Quote, the Lord make the woman who is coming to your house like Rachel and Leah, the two who built the house of Israel. May your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, because of the offspring which the Lord will give you from this young woman. Ruth 4, verses 11 and 12. Like Rachel and Leah, the mothers of the tribes? Ah, yes, and Tamar too, who risked everything to maintain the messianic line when the men couldn't care less. Quote, so Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, verse 13. Wedding bells.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.